Did you ever hear of anything made out of the blood?
I've heard of what you call, I mean, I've heard of a blood pudding, but I ain't never heard, I ain't never seen none of it.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard something called scrapple or pond hoss?
Mm-mm.
And say if you had kept butter too long, you'd say that the butter was, it didn't taste right, you'd say it was...
tainted?
Any other word?
I don't, rank?
Okay. And thick, sour milk you call?
Clapper.
Okay. Anything you can make from that?
Buttermilk?
Well, any kind of cheese or anything?
I don't know about that. Like cottage cheese?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know whether they did or not. We never did.
Okay. And the first thing you do after milking is you have to...
strain.
And, this is something, it's sort of like a fruit pie. It's baked in a deep dish, so it's got several layers of fruit and pastry. Like maybe you put down a layer of dough, then you put down some apples, and then some more dough. And
apple pie.
Is
it casserole?
Now see if, you've heard, well, there are a lot of different names of deep dish apple pie or, apple slump.
Just apple
or
pie.
Pull out cobbler.
Yeah, peach cobbler, right.
What's that like?
Now listen, it's the same thing as a peach pie.
Mm-hmm.
A cobbler is just a more modern, as far as I'm concerned, newer name for a peach pie.
Mm-hmm. And say someone had a good appetite, you'd say he sure likes to put away his...
So I'm going to tell you what, can really hide some groceries.
Uh-huh.
That's it.
Did you ever hear the word victuals used?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's about the same thing. Well, he can hide some victuals.
Uh-huh.
Victuals, groceries.
Would you say the word victuals now? Would you be likely to use that word?
No, I'd say, well, he can hide some food.
Okay. And you might take milk or cream and mix that with sugar and nutmeg and pour it over pie. You'd call that a...
cream?
Yeah, you know, take a sweet liquid that you could pour over pudding or pie. What would you call that?
I don't know. What was it supposed to be called?
Well, I see, would you call it gravy or dressing or dip or sauce or...
I associate cream. I say I want some cream to go on my pie.
Mm-hmm.
A cream on my peaches.
Mm-hmm.
Now then, if I got some dressing and you got a mixture out here,
mm-hmm.
I want some of that, say, gravy,
mm-hmm.
to go on my mashed potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
But I want cream to go on my peaches and my pie.
Mm-hmm. And food taken between regular meals, you'd call a...
Eating between meals,
mm-hmm.
any kind of snack.
Okay.
Wait a minute, let's see. Yeah. It'd be a snack now.
Mm-hmm.
But back in when I was coming up, don't eat, but said eat between meals. They didn't ever use the word snack.
What did they say?
He says he eats between meals.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
And he said this morning I bought breakfast at 7 o'clock.
8.
And yesterday...
back down I eat.
Huh?
Eat.
Okay.
I say this morning I ate breakfast about 7 o'clock.
And yesterday at that time I had already...
I'd say 8 today.
Hmm?
I'd say 8.
You say yesterday I'd already ate?
At this time.
And you say tomorrow I will...
I'll eat at this time.
And say if you're real thirsty you might go to the sink and pour yourself a...
drink?
Or a... what would it be?
Pour me a drink of water.
Okay, and you pour it in a